the video game is the character, right?
Right.
That's the icon going through the maze, right? But you're the player, okay? The creator of the video game, but you're not any longer in it. But the consciousness that is creating it is no longer even identified with the you that you thought you were as an icon in the game, but with the entirety of the game, right? Yourself is no longer particular, it's universal. And so the entire, let's say, modus operandi of consciousness is no longer in the mode of doing something, accomplishing something, getting somewhere, all of that. There's nothing to get. The video game as a whole is already complete. It's done, you know, because it doesn't happen in time. You're beyond the time. All of it is just information that's entirely present that you are already beyond, and it has no interest to you.
Well, and the thing then is that when, if not already, is mad and, you know, eccentric or weird and all these things, just strange, you become more and more that, I find.
To people in the video game, yes,
right.
you'll be extremely strange.
Right.
You won't care, though. That's what an avaduta is. It's the strangest kind of being in the world,
right.
Who's totally free and doesn't care at all about anybody's opinion about her, right?
Okay, well, this is a safe place to be that, then.
Oh, yeah. That's what an ashram is for. Go crazy.
Here I go.
All right. Beautiful. Excellent. So you made an interesting point that I want to elaborate a little bit on, because what is a video game? In a certain way, a video game is endless. They're designed so that you'll keep playing it and you get to one level and another, you know, but there'll always be a point where, oh, game over, I gotta play again or again. That's why we have more and more lives that we go through, life and death. But the game is endless, and the ego's mind is endless. And this is the flaw in psychoanalysis, because, you know, when Freud started, he thought, okay, a psychoanalysis will last a few weeks, you know, and we'll get to the root of this thing. You know, by the end of his career, he was writing this book, Psychoanalysis Terminable and Interminable, right? Because they never ended. And what he realized is that the ego will keep coming up with more and more problems. And you solve one and it will have another and then another. It doesn't end. It's a labyrinth of one problem after another. Because it has no actual self nature, there's no core to it. There's no center to the labyrinth. It just, it grows bigger and bigger, right? And so, your problems actually increase, you know, as you go. They become more sophisticated problems, but they don't end, because that's all the ego is a problem creation machine, and it creates those problems for itself. So you can't solve it through thinking your way out, which is what the video game is, right? You have to leave the game behind and not try to strategize to figure out how do I gain success and victory. No, all of that. It has to be left behind, and then you're out of the labyrinth.